All right, it is 9:40 on a Tuesday here on Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. I'm Rick Tittle, that's convenient, and we check in with our friend Patty Mangan from SailSportTalk.com, who will co-host this segment with me. Patty, Sail GP, looking for the report. Fun times, huh?
Oh, it was great. It was exciting, and it was an upset.
Yes, no doubt. Well, we'll get to that in a second, but we do have a guest with us. We're happy to have her. It is Sandra Gans, an interior designer with Project Oasis. And when I say interior design, this is not what you might be thinking. This is not your living room. This is on these fantastic boats. Sandra, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit more about what you do, please.
Hi, Rick. Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure. I own a design studio here in San Francisco called Studio Gans, and I kind of have an eclectic design background. I actually started my career in like high-end residential and then eventually journeyed into the world of hospitality design. I actually dabbled for a little bit in like aircraft interiors. So I've kind of done a little of it all, but for the past 5 years, I've been off on my own, just kind of going where the wind takes me, so to speak. So I do a combination of all different kinds of projects, sometimes super yachts, sometimes retail or hospitality interiors, and of course, homes as well.
So what I wanted to say here is that for the most part on Sailsport Talk, we try to talk about how the boating world is very accessible to all, you know, through youth programming, sailing camps, and clinics on the weekends and so on, in terms of anyone can get on the water that has an interest level in it. But what we're talking about is super yachts. And so we're going to go right there to the luxury end of things and talk about Oasis, this beautiful remodel that you did during COVID, which is must have been incredibly hard. Tell us a little bit more about Oasis and your project.
Yeah, and just to kind of speak to this, you know, so-called luxury world, which it is, you know, for a second, I would say, you know, part of what I enjoy a lot is, even though, of course, like I have very wealthy clients, you know, I do have others that are not, or they're extremely wealthy, but my sweet spot is like this world of casual luxury and sophistication where, you know, it's not so much about showing off as it is about functionality and having fun. And that's kind of directly applicable to these yacht owners who, you know, obviously you have to have some money to own a super yacht. But they are really interesting and amazing entrepreneurs, and they just like to live, you know, differently than, let's say, your typical yacht owner, if there even is one. So I was approached by them because they had just purchased right before COVID this amazing vessel. And it was built originally in the early 1980s, and really their goal was to figure out how to make it their own and represent their unique personalities. The other kind of interesting note is that they don't live full time on the boat, although you certainly can. It's definitely large enough. But they use it for a combination of work and play. So that was a really interesting and relevant design challenge for me to accommodate both.
I was just looking at some of the things you put in the salon. One of them is the Bonnie and Clyde sofa. Is that a sofa with a million bullet holes in it?
That's so funny. Yeah. So actually, to note about that sofa in particular, that's like a Blue Dot modern sofa. And, you know, when I first was looking at like how to furnish this main salon, you know, a lot of traditional yacht interiors have kind of like your stuffier, more traditional sofas. And we wanted a clean, modern bench seat, if you will, that was comfortable and really could just like accommodate a lot of people. They like to entertain and have gatherings, and appropriately so, the leather that we chose was called otter because it mimics the skin of an otter. But that is a funny name choice.
So you I was reading the article that's in San Francisco Modern Luxury Magazine on your project, and it said that you stripped the boat to the bone, interior wise. How much of the interior was did you have to work with, or did you really truly gut it?
Yeah, so just to kind of clarify what we stripped down and what we didn't. So the original vessel itself was designed by architect Jack Hargrove, and the exterior design was by Jack Saran, who, in my research, I understand, they were really classic yacht designers and known for this specific clean style. My clients and owners were now the third owners of this boat. And naturally, just like a home, after several owners, there is just like this accumulation of layers over the years that kind of develops. Everybody wants to apply their own kind of touch to it. So it's funny, with a lot of classic yacht interiors, it's not uncommon to a mid-century home that I own that is covered in mahogany and teak on the inside, where unfortunately, with these years of layering of artwork and other things that might be nailed or attached to the wall, once you start peeling back those layers, there's a lot of like damage control and like just, trying to figure out like, what's been sun damaged, what's worth keeping, what's not worth keeping. So, what we really tried to do was keep all of the beautiful natural mahogany. So for the most part, we didn't touch any of that. We just really refurbished it. The ceiling panels are vinyl. There's a lot of upholstered wall panels that we had to just repair and replace because they were in disrepair. The most significant, I would say, interior architectural moves that we made were recladding a few things, like the bar we reclad in this beautiful tufted leather. And perhaps the most extreme request, which I'd be happy to talk more about, was redoing all the flooring. So on the main deck, we did replace what was wall-to-wall carpet with radiant heat marble look flooring, which I originally thought was crazy, but it ended up being a brilliant move. And then on the lower deck, we replaced all the carpeting as well. But I would say beyond like refurbishing and almost like just like peeling back and cleaning up the original interior architecture, of course, it was then a new layer of furnishings and decor on top of that.
Speaking with Sonia Gans, and I love how these Peterman catalog descriptions of things, like you go into a restaurant and they'll say that this is a couscous al dente chutney reduction quinoa, and you're like, what am I getting here? But the thing that I love here is like the aft salon, the way it's described, 18-foot long custom built-in channel tufted banquette in Prussian blue velvet, vintage mid-century burl wood butterfly table, tiger Faraz rug, 3D printed lamp by Gontry. You can't just say I went to IKEA and got some stuff. You get what you pay for here, don't you?
Absolutely. And yeah, like, the aft salon is a perfect example of, where we really try to bring the spirit of the boat, into this century where, when we walked in, this amazing table was there that we had to work with, but like the upholstery of the banquette was totally almost concealed in like all these ornate traditional pillows and this crazy old-fashioned fabric. So just, by replacing and refurbishing a lot of these things, including the woodwork that had just a ton of tchotchkes all over it everywhere, it really ended up bringing out that original kind of soul or spirit. And the owner happens to be a green technology leader. And so things like, for example, the 3D printed lamp that was printed with like green solar technology. A lot of these elements were just another way to kind of layer in the client's story. It was also like an Art Deco style that was a nod to the captain's affinity for Art Deco and European architecture. So, but yeah, nothing I would say in this room was totally over the top in terms of cost. It was just very strategic to achieve that layered and casual and sophisticated fun look.
You know, what I have in my limited experience with interior designers personally is really the finds that the ability that you have to have the vision, but then to find those pieces, whether it be a lamp or scones or whatever it might be, that you have the ability to go and find those things that become a perfect fit. And for the listeners, there are photographs on our podcast page, Salesport Talk. So, tell us about your ability to find these treasures.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I mentioned before, I actually worked for a long time in the hospitality design industry. And so, when you design hotels and restaurants, there's a whole series of vendors that are very specific to durable and luxe materials that, you know, can take the sun and what I call aggressive entertaining, lots of wine spills and things like that. So, over the years, you make a lot of relationships with these brands. And what was kind of great about this, project was I was able to apply a lot of my knowledge, not just between, you know, the hotel world, but there's kind of an art to achieving that residential look by still using those super bulletproof, durable materials. So in the case of, what's one of my favorite rooms, that Absalon we keep talking about, it's like this gorgeous Prussian blue velvet, it's called, on that channel tufted sofa, which looks like a true, you know, velvet that you would see in a Russian lounge, but it is so durable and can take a lot of wine spills. So I think the art to being able to pull off projects like this really is due to that kind of eclectic experience between both worlds, where, you know, of course, I've utilized some, let's say, residential or typical vendors to source some of the things that you see in the interiors. But there, of course, are some specialty resources that people in the industry might only know about. And then, you know, last but not least, there's kind of that extra, like, just flair that is unexpected. Like in the Absalon, we implemented this really fun tiger rug. It's like this outline of a kind of like fantastical animal that it's like, who would have thought you would see that at the entry of a yacht salon? But it totally just, you know, provides this additional element of fun and relates to the knot, you know, patterns that are located on the pillows. So I would say it's like, you know, 25 to 75% functionality, and then the rest has to be a little magic.
Well, we're out of time. We want to thank Sandra Gans of Studio Gans. Go to studiogans.design to find out more. And thank you so much for coming on, Sandra.
Thanks again. It was a pleasure.
Sure. And Patty, I guess we'll get the Eyewitness Jeep Sale GP report next week.
Why not?
Let's do it. I want to remind everyone the show was brought to you by Grays Harbor Historical Seaport, the Port of Seattle in the state of Washington. Fly into the Seattle International Airport on your next trip and visit the Port of Seattle and her historic seaports. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
How to lift us up.